Service Employees International Union, or SEIU, and Local 145 of the State Employees Union officially challenged the contract award. Both unions say Clean Power has harassed workers trying to organize a union to represent janitors who clean several buildings in Madison. Department of Administration spokesman Scott Larrabee says the state has strict guidelines for monitoring the company's treatment of its workers and can take action if the company violates terms of the contract. And Larrabee says in this case, the state is taking an extra step.
We'll be creating an advisory group of people who've expressed concern about the contract to implement and monitor the contract as we move forward.
But Leone Bicchieri of SEIU says he's not convinced yet that the advisory group will have any teeth to enforce sanctions if Clean Power violates labor laws. He says several community groups representing immigrant workers also plan to file appeals aimed at blocking the contract.
We plan to keep fighting the choosing of Clean Power until if and when that process runs out. And then after that, our plan is whoever gets the contract will continue to monitor and make sure that Clean Power or possibly a different contractor, you know, continues to let their workers organize without fear of reprisals.
State officials say Clean Power won the contract because it pledged to pay its workers more than $9 an hour and provide affordable health care benefits. In addition, the contract will save state taxpayers $1.3 million over the next 5 years. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.